Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
We're throwing in a little extra feel-good music here because we all need some. Bright sunshine along the lakefront. Interesting looking clouds as you head on the drive.
There's a road I'd like to tell you about. Lives in my hometown. Lakeshore Drive, the road is called, and it'll take you up or down. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way help you ride on by. And the blue light shining with a heavenly grace, help you ride on by.
Good morning from the Bob Surratt Building downtown, March 20th. Dean Richards is at Channel 9, and Dean, have they run out of content to fill all the news hours yet?
Oh, no. It's amazing what we're able to pull
out. There's no sports. There's very little entertainment.
Well, I thought there was going to be no entertainment, but it turns out, actually, there's quite a bit of alternative stuff that's going on. By the way, can I say it? That's one of my favorite songs in the world, by the way.
Elliot Haynes and Jeremiah.
One of the greatest songs of all time.
And have you ever had the experience of hearing that when you're on the drive? Fantastic.
Yeah. When the song first came out, I was working whatever my first radio station was. I had my route home. I was working overnights someplace, so I'd get off at like, 5 in the morning or something like that, and my route home would take me to Lakeshore Drive up to Foster, where I was living then in Andersonville. And I would be riding on Lakeshore Drive just as the sun was coming up over the lake, and the song, I was blasting the song on my AM radio.
When you would hear the song at that hour, especially Friday night, which is mentioned in the song.
Right.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, when you could live, you were creating your own music video. In your mind back then, that was the greatest. But it's still just a great song, period.
It is. Well, we're living in the past in many ways with our entertainment, but there are some folks doing some new things online. Tell us about what's going on, Dean.
I love the entertainers that are getting online just to provide some entertainment for people. Andrew Lloyd Webber is, maybe one of the greatest names in the history of musical theater. And Andrew Lloyd Webber gets on Twitter from his apartment yesterday, and he's asking people he's taking requests. He's asking people, what songs would you like me to play? And there was an overwhelming favorite, and he got on the Twitter and serenaded his audience.
Hi, everybody. I didn't think I'd ever get such a response to this little tryout. Here I am in my enforced cell phone isolation, and the song that came out on top today was All I Ask of You.
Being serenaded by one of the greatest musical composers of all time.
Pretty good.
On Twitter, and like his little dog comes up to the piano while he's playing. It's great. So he posts this online, and then Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame sees it, and he says, thank you, that was beautiful, maestro. Andrew Lloyd Webber responds, glad you liked it, let's have a playoff. And so Lin-Manuel Miranda then responds. Do you want to hear his response now, or do you want to take a break first?
No, lay it on us.
Okay, this is what Lin-Manuel Miranda responded with to Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Happy birthday, AL Dubs. You asked for a playoff? Let's do it. Here's one of yours. I want you to
So Lin-Manuel Miranda does Everything's All Right from Jesus Christ Superstar in response, and then he responds, there I am doing one of your songs. Now, why don't you do one of my songs from Hamilton? So I'm looking forward to Andrew Lloyd Webber doing some rap and hip-hop music. maybe today, maybe Monday. But how fun is that, that these guys are amusing themselves? But if you're a musical theater fan, this is gold. Yeah. What these guys are doing is absolutely amazing.
Good stuff. We need it now. Dean Richards with some more online on-demand picks for us coming up momentarily. Let's get a check of the weather right here. On the first full day of spring, it's, let's see, by...
Hey, there are the birds again around here.
There they are, yes. By Saturday morning, we'll be in the early... we'll be in the 20s by tomorrow morning. And until then, the birds have their heavy sweaters on. What's on TV or online of interest this weekend, Dean?
Well, you know, usually Friday we have new movie reviews for you, and I actually do have one for you today. It's a Netflix movie that is debuting today that stars Academy Award winner Octavia Spencer. It's called Self-Made, inspired by the life of Madam C.J. Walker. This is the woman who became one of the most powerful women in America in the early part of the 20th century, defying all the odds, one, as a woman, two, as a black woman, especially, revolutionizing the hair care industry and becoming the first African-American self-made millionaire. This is a four-part series debuting today on Netflix that talks about how she overcame all the bias, both gender and racial, self-esteem issues, personal disappointments one after the other. But Octavia Spencer is great in the movie. Blair Underwood plays her husband in the film. Tiffany Haddish is also in it. It's a movie about Madam C.J. Walker, but it is a movie about never taking no for an answer. If you have a dream of something, never backing away when people tell you that you shouldn't or you can't, which is a good lesson that anyone could learn. So I gave that a Dean's List Day. Again, this one's on Netflix, but there is a new movie to watch. There is also a new Disney Plus series that's called Diary of a Future President, which is kind of adorable. It stars a 12-year-old actress named Tess Romero, who plays a little girl named Elena. And the story is about her path to becoming president of the United States. Elena, as an adult, as president of the United States, is played by Chicago's own Jane the Virgin star, Gina Rodriguez. But if you've got a young girl in your family, this is so inspiring. And again, it's a story about being fearless and doing that you can do anything. First 10 episodes are available now through Disney Plus. I think I told you earlier in the week that some of the first run movies that nobody can go see because all the theaters are now closed have been made available on either online or on demand. The Invisible Man is available this weekend. Emma is available this weekend. The Hunt, Birds of Prey, and there's a whole list already, a half a dozen other movies that were in theaters that will be coming to online and on demand platforms. Just in the way of some personal favorites, Bob, have you been watching Curb Your Enthusiasm this season at all?
Yes, I'm almost caught up. I just watched the John Hamm episode. Fantastic. I'm catching up this weekend.
This is one of their best seasons ever. Curb Your Enthusiasm season 10 is it's on HBO, and it's also some past episodes are on Hulu. Highly, highly, highly recommended. And I was just thumbing through some classic movies. Movies that I can watch no matter when I see them on, I stop whatever I'm doing to watch them. One of them is Moonstruck with Cher and Nicolas Cage and Olympia Dukakis. It's just one of the, it's people ask me all the time, my all-time favorite movies. That one is definitely in my top five. And I'm also, I got a reminder about Scent of a Woman, the Al Pacino, mm-hmm. Chris O'Donnell movie. Another classic. It's just a fantastic movie. Fun to go back and watch some of these classics.
You know what's a great movie? Doesn't get a lot of attention, but every time it comes on, I have to watch it. It's a bit intense, but it'll distract you. Zodiac, Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Great, great movie. But I'll tell you what a lot of people will be watching this weekend. March Madness lives on CBS, right, Dave?
Yeah, it does. They're going to replay NCAA tournament games. One of the games that they are going to feature was the North Carolina-Georgetown final from 1982, in which a very young Michael Jordan hit the game-winning shot.
All right. So when is that going to be on?
I think that's on tomorrow, I want to say. I think that's one of the first games they're gonna show.
Doesn't matter the time, really. You're going to be stuck in front of the TV all weekend.
Right. Nothing else to do.
Right.
And there's even a Christmas movie marathon going on, right,
Dean? Yeah, the it makes me feel a little emasculated after Dave is talking about NCAA.
There's something for everybody.
There is something for everybody, but the Hallmark Channel this weekend are replaying all 27 of their Christmas movies that they show around holiday time. These are tremendously popular. I got to say, I don't think I've sat through one of them for the whole length of them. No judgment, just not my cup of tea, but I know a lot of people love these Hallmark Christmas movies. You talk about you want just, you know, something nice and to take your mind off of reality for a little while. There's a perfect choice for you.
Can you repeat the movie that the Jane the Virgin star is in? Because my wife became addicted to that series, and my daughter, it sounds like that's something my daughter will love,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely, yeah. It's called Diary of a Future President. Diary of a Future
And it's
President.
Disney Plus, did you say?
It's on Disney Plus, yes.
Okay, and time for one quick note, too, about some folks who are helping in this time of a pandemic, the medical dramas.
Yeah, there's a couple of really nice things that are going on, but, you know, all the medical shows that are out there, they use, for the most part, they use actual supplies and things to keep their shows looking real. And some of the shows have donated 300 N95 masks. Those are those real deal masks that healthcare workers wear. They donated them to firefighters in California. Grey's Anatomy has donated. The Resident, The Good Doctor, also donating supplies from their own sets, gowns and gloves and masks, to people who actually need them right now. And there's a great video that's on YouTube and on all the social media right now from Shania Twain, who sat down and wrote a song thanking healthcare workers. And it's a beautiful and sweet song. And I have to point out also just one other video that I found just a couple of minutes before I came on the air with you. It's a video that the Rolling Meadows High School's drama department posted. And it is, you know, they had a production of West Side Story that was to be played, got canceled. So the cast went online and they sang the song Somewhere from West Side Story. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most beautiful things. I dare you not to cry while you're watching this. It's absolutely beautiful.
I'll report back on Monday. And it's Dean Richards. More on the radio here Sunday. Thanks, Dean.
Good deal. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.